Full disclosure, this week's episode of Podcast Killed the Video Star got corrupted. We watched MC Hammer's Too Legit to Quit. We will go back to it eventually, but just to give you guys an episode this week, we moved something that we recorded for late March to this week, and that's Matt Drefke and I talking about All About the Benjamins, the rock remix by Puff Daddy and The Lox, Lil' Kim, Notorious B.I.G. In addition to that, I was fighting off a cold, so please excuse my numerous throat clearings throughout the episode, but let's get right into it. This week on Podcast Killed the Video Star, we're going to prom with P. Diddy. Welcome to Podcast Killed the Video Star, the podcast that talks about a visual medium and an audio format, kind of like I said last week. I'm your host, GameSpot Entertainment Editor Matt Elfring, and with me is my my co-host, returning champion, always a champion, always returning, Matt Drefke. How you doing?
I'm very good. Always returning makes it sound like I'm stalking you, like I'm just waiting outside your podcast station to be like, can I come in and do another one?
I mean, that is how today happened.
Yeah, that's true. Get out of here, Cheeseburger Parks.
He's actually in the crawl space waiting. I hope they're talking about something cheeseburger related. You have been, we're just getting right into it. You have been begging me to do the video we are about to talk about.
Let's just get into it real quick. From the moment you said, hey, I had this idea for the podcast, first thing I did was I gave you the name, which I absolutely wanted to. The second thing I did was you were like, here are some videos I want to talk about. And you mentioned a lot of the ones that you've talked about already. I only threw out two suggestions, one of which was Meatloaf's I Can Do Anything for Love, which we did week two.
Yeah.
And the second is this video. Yeah. It is... I mean, I love it's. This is a joyous video. I feel like this is going to be a joyous episode.
Yeah,
we're gonna get real silly.
I wanna go behind the scenes for a second. There is a list that we have in a group of music videos we want to cover that is probably right now about 70 comments long, like 70 videos long, and we're trying to get through them. And the thing is, like, I keep going like to YouTube, like, well, what other music videos should we cover?
And I'm
like,
this is one I mention every time.
Yeah, but I keep missing, like, so I would love to take, you know, if you're listening to the show, let us know what you would like to hear us talk about.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we already, I have episodes planned for months in advance, but if, you know, you guys want to hear something else, I'll gladly push that forward.
Oh, and I think a case in point came when you and Lewis and Jocelyn talked about...
Opposites Attract.
Yeah, Opposites Attract. Mostly because I feel like Joe Herman wouldn't stop leaving us alone. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe. He recommended that week after week. And then when I was putting that together, I'm like, opposite of the track, what else should I do? I'm like, well, we haven't covered Taylor Swift. Let's go.
Yeah, that's a great episode. If you haven't caught that episode, you definitely should check that one out.
It's one of my favorites. They're all my favorites, but that's one of them. The only rule I have for this show is no country.
Oh.
That is a rule.
None at all?
No country.
Even though we did Johnny Cash.
Let me rephrase that. No pop country.
Okay, that's all right.
Unless there's a music video in pop country
that has done amazing. Something, yeah.
Because this is not a show that, when we started this show, and I know we're months ahead, the goal was not to sit and make fun of music videos that are bad. I don't want to do that.
No, yeah, that's dumb.
It does happen from time to time. Freak on a Leash, Black or White, Coldplay's Up and Up. It will happen, but the my goal of this show, when we were all talking about it, was I just want to like have a positive, fun show where we talk about good things in life, because the internet's so negative.
Yeah, and let's be clear, Coldplay was part of a larger thing. Yes. And so is the Korn video. It was part of a larger thing. We just unfortunately stumbled upon that. I think the same with like Wham's Last Christmas.
I like that video. It's not great. I like it.
Which was
Rock and Roll Andy Lee.
All right, yeah. Andy Lee was not his favorite video. No. I feel like we could say.
Again, because a lot of this show, I don't know how I'm describing the show to you. You already listen. It's a lot about nostalgia. And sometimes we go back and watch things that we love and it doesn't hold up.
Yeah, it doesn't do the bit. This video.
This holds up.
Oh, holy shit, it holds up.
This is.
Have we announced what video we're doing?
I don't know.
Oh,
I am so pumped right now.
We are watching the Spike Jonze directed video for All About the Benjamins, the rock remix starring, and this is a whole whole crew of people.
Here we go.
It's got Puff Daddy and the family.
The family is the Locks, by the way.
Well, no, no.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know who the family is because this is featuring the Locks.
Yep.
Lil' Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Notorious B.I.G.
He's there in spirit.
And Fuzz Bubble!
I know who the Locks is. I know who Lil' Kim is.
The Locks are two dudes. They're two rappers. Yeah, Lil' Kim, the wife. Fuzz Bubble.
Is the most poorly named rapper in the history of rap.
Is the only rock band that was signed to Puffy's Bad Boy label.
Okay.
They made one single. I don't even think the album got out. I think like they recorded a record and they got the single and they were like, nope. We won't spend money on this. But they were able to jam the hell out of this song. So we're super happy about that.
Weren't you telling me that Dave Grohl was on drugs? In the video, he's not in it.
Oh, no. In fact, a couple of the people who aren't, who help contribute to this remix, which includes the former Replacements bassist and former Guns N' Roses bassist, Tommy Stinson, ultra mega metal star Rob Zombie is doing some of the screaming in there.
Oh, God, I love Rob Zombie.
And kicking it on drums is, yes, it's the one and only Dave Grohl. This area in rap is kind of, it's a little ridiculous, and Puff Daddy is the most ridiculous of them. But it is known, Puff Daddy loves his bombast. Yeah. Like, he's going to go big or not enter a studio at all.
And his music videos, him and Biggie, are fantastic.
Oh yeah, I love Puff Daddy. He's so charismatic. I think his acting career has shown he can be very funny.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking, what was Get Him to the Greek? His turn.
Oh, he was wonderful.
His turn
in that.
He is the only redeemable part of that god awful Joaquin Phoenix movie. I'm Not There, where he's also playing himself.
Oh God. You know what? I don't think I love the concept of that movie. Documentary, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I bought it the day it came out because I was excited for it.
It's so bad.
It's not good.
Yeah. But Puffy's great in it, and he is. I mean. I think it would not be that far from when he did this rock remix that he also then would rap over Led Zeppelin for the Godzilla soundtrack, which is everything you need to know about what he likes to do in music.
And
he's like, oh, cover, like, rap over the biggest band for a movie about the biggest creature, I'm in.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
That sums everything up about Puff Daddy. This is, I would like to say that this is a... I would consider this actually the real start of that kind of rock rap era.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know Aerosmith and Run DMC did it. There were some other people kind of do it, but this was a real precursor to it. And honestly, after kind of watching Korn, I've seen a few Linkin Park videos recently. This was the only people. Puff Daddy was the only person that I think got it right.
Yeah, it's joyous. It kind of reminds me a little bit of when, and it's a record I liked when Linkin Park put all of their music under Jay-Z's Black Album. I thought that was enjoyable. Like, if you're doing it right, if you're coming at it at a fun place. The other thing I think is that so much rap rock it's so angry. Like,
that's what I don't like about it.
And so, and I feel like it's good in short bursts.
Yeah.
A Korn song is great.
Yeah.
A Korn album is, like, I don't know
it's
that
a bit much.
You can't sit through one. But this is.
I could when I was 17.
Uh huh. Well, yeah, but we were just.
I'm 35.
Yeah, you were just so angry. Like, your body was still like, let's put hormones everywhere.
Yep.
You know, so you're still getting through all this stuff. This is a and it's a 7-minute video, but I think it's like a 4-ish minute song.
Yeah.
And it is a nonstop joy assault.
Yeah.
And it's fun hearing that. And even though like the rap can get a little aggressive or mean or whatever, and that's fine, you know.
That's Lil' Kim.
Oh yeah. Well, and it's Biggie as well. Like this, like, keep grabbing your water. I apologize.
Yeah,
and it's Biggie as well. And the funny thing is that I think the link we're gonna have is for the one that's from the Bad Boy site. It is a heavily edited series of verses.
We will definitely get to
that. Guys, that Lil' Kim, she is a potty mouth.
I own 3 of her albums, definitely.
You don't take her home to mama.
No, you don't. Yeah, so kind of going back
to have a line? Doesn't she have a verse about putting a Sprite can in her vagina?
Yes.
All right, well.
That's,
a skill. Where's the Circus of the Stars with those times?
We're getting there.
We don't see. All right.
So going back to this, this is the start of the rap rock era. I feel like now there is a bit of a resurgence within it. It's just harder to find. I feel like the Roots are kind of part of that.
Absolutely.
And 100%, I love the band, but it's more of a mixture of soul, funk, rap, and rock. The Heavy, which, oh my God. If you are not into the Heavy, please check them out.
Oh yeah, I will say all I know from them is their song "How You Like Me Now,"
which I thought was a James Brown song. I had never heard,
and I like it very much.
But they're the House That Dirt Built.
Yeah, the House That Dirt Built.
That is a phenomenal album. Their new album is fantastic.
Oh,
I highly recommend them.
Have to check it out.
It's a wonderful mixture of genres. I recommend them more than the Roots to people. Actually,
All right.
I'm super into the Heavy. But getting back to Puff Daddy, this opens up. He is on his tour bus with his friends.
Well, and I want to real quick before we start this video, it is important to remember if you kind of watch the Bad Boy videos, the B.I.G. and even the original video for this, the Not Rock remix. Mm-hmm. It's like so many of those videos. It's all about like the bling and the style. A lot of it. Do you remember when every rap video was shot with a fisheye lens?
That was about 1998 to 2002.
Yeah, it was like, it was almost like they just had the same cinematographers. Like, well, what new can you bring? It's like, oh, I got this fisheye lens, guys. Yeah,
I like to call that era, even though it was late to it, the Big Pimpin' era.
Yeah.
Because I think Jay-Z's Big Pimpin' really, like, that's the fisheye lens era.
Yeah. It's the crappiest Instagram filter. Okay, yeah, so we're on a tour bus.
We're on Puff Daddy's tour bus, P. Diddy, Sean Combs, whatever you want to call him. And he is, I'm now going through my head of Chappelle doing his Puff Daddy impression. I'm sorry. It's kind of...
he's just having fun. You know, it's just him and the boys. They're on a tour bus. I would have thought that they took jets everywhere, but whatever. Yeah. They're on the bus.
It's handheld camera. He's like, I got a mirror on the ceiling. Here's my buddy who mumbles through every sentence.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand a word he said. But everybody's having a great time.
Yeah, they're drinking Cristal. They're enjoying their life.
And I thought at this point, because I didn't remember the video at this point. I thought we were going to get like a very much a Journey Faithfully type video where it's just like handheld cameras and we're going to be on stage. The bus hits something.
Yeah, what I love is that there was a point kind of in this beginning minute where I'm getting more excited and you're looking at me like, what is supposed to be happening in this video?
But so they get a flat tire.
They get a flat tire.
And one of the guys is like, we got a flat tire. I'm like, oh, we're getting a story.
It's on! And thankfully, they have gotten a flat tire right next to a high school.
In California, because there are palm trees everywhere.
Yeah.
Or Florida. One of the two.
That's true. I could not tell if it was a prom or a homecoming. I'm going to say prom.
It was a prom coming.
I'm going to say it's a prom.
Okay.
I would have went to my senior homecoming, but my aunt got married, so I had to go to Wisconsin and then go that. But I had a suit and everything. A suit, but it was a suit where, like, I was not necessarily great at tying necktie. Like, I don't know. For people who know, when I perform on stage, I like to wear neckties. Yeah. But this, I was not able to even get it. So it was, like, just like a straight button-up, like, collarless shirt. So I looked...
Those were big back then.
I looked like quite the dweeb in the mid-late 90s.
I went to her senior prom, which was 2002. So I had been out of high school for a while. I ruined it for her. I did not dance. I was miserable.
Oh.
I had been drinking prior.
Oh, sir.
I remember having a flask. I still feel bad. Like, and this is, we're getting, you know, we're 14 years later. I feel awful still about it. She brings it up on occasion. Like, remember when you didn't dance? I'm like, I gotta be drunk to dance. I didn't know anybody. Like, and I was.
But it sounds like you were drunk. You said you had a flask.
I wasn't drunk.
It is weird that you didn't know anyone. So, like, that's a very weird.
I knew all of her friends, though.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, then you're just a...
I was an asshole.
Yeah, you're just a real fuddy-duddy. All right, so I will say, before they enter the high school, it is announced by the great Puff Daddy, like, I gotta take a leak.
Yeah, like, Puff Daddy on a tour bus that doesn't have a bathroom?
Yeah. And like has to let the whole band that was, I think the whole band's like, look, whatever you want to do, like, we're all here because of you, Puff Daddy. You used to be like, I want to go in that high school, which now sounds creepy.
I'm gonna shoot this down.
It sounds creepy.
I'm gonna shoot down this theory because this is Puff Daddy and the family. When you're leaving a room, like, let's say you're out with your family, if you gotta go to the bathroom, you just don't like walk away. You're like, oh, guys, I gotta go to the bathroom really quick.
No, I'm pretty sure I just walk away.
But what if you're in the middle of conversation with them?
I would just say something like, if you'd excuse me for a minute. Because I think when people see me get up and go, they're not just like, Is he leaving this conversation for, like, do we have to say goodbye? Is he getting a coat?
No.
You assume if I've left the room, I'm either going to the bathroom or I'm refreshing a drink or, in my family, getting, like, 3 deli trays of cheese. You know, I'm doing one of these 3 things.
Okay, so politeness and Canadianness aside, Puff Daddy has let his family know.
So maybe Puff Daddy's Canadian. Have we...
I think he's from New York, but let's call him Canadian.
He could be from... they're very close. They're bordering.
But New York City is super far.
Oh, that's
from,
true.
It's like, it's like 4 hours from Niagara Falls.
I'll give you that. Okay, so the possibly Canadian Puff Daddy, as I'm going to refer to him for the rest of this episode, has announced he has to take a leak. And
his friends all come with him.
Yeah, you know, because you don't know. Hey, that school was kind of in the middle of nowhere. You don't know what's going to happen.
But also, it's a tight-knit family. Maybe they got to help out.
Yeah, well, that's true. Also, maybe, I don't know if you've ever been on a bus with a bathroom before. If you've got to twosies, you don't want to be using
But he said leak.
Yes, that's true.
But I don't think he meant leak out of his butt. We're spending way too much time about Puff Daddy's.
That's true. Yeah. I feel like we could have talked about the rest of the video in the time we've covered this. So, walks in. And
one of my 2 favorite parts of this video.
It is a full prom.
Oh boy.
You see people dancing, like cheesily dancing. They're not necessarily sure what they're doing.
Yeah.
And there is a full band.
Oh,
Who is the head of this band? Oh, it's Sean Puff Daddy Combs.
Also, their name is the Fuzzy Tones.
Their name is the Fuzzy Tones, and they're singing Everybody Hurts.
He's kind of singing it. Like, it's one of those things where, like, he's heard the song before, but he doesn't know how to sing. Because he doesn't say, because he repeats, Everybody Hurts. He repeats Everybody Hurts over and over again, but does the vocals for Sometimes. He's like, Everybody Hurts.
At one point, he's like down on his knees singing. Yeah, it's a very ridiculous. And I like that, to me, that is the start of where people are like, oh, he can be funny. Like, he knows what he's doing.
Like, to me, that when I saw that, I'm like, and I already knew, but if I had gone back in time, I'd be like, he's a real, like, awesome dude. Like, he has a great sense of humor. Like, he's making fun of himself right there.
And that may, and I don't necessarily think that that's a side of him he had shown in videos before, which I adore.
We do get it in Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Oh, yeah, because it's kind of...
Because, like, he's doing, the golf thing.
And there's
a bit of goofiness.
All right. So, so the band decides they're going to...
Take a piss break.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to pee in this music video.
Right, so they're in a Canadian high school. Because everyone's just announcing their bathroom habits.
Wheels Ontario, curl show.
So Puff Daddy finds the 2 members of Fuzz Bubble.
Fuzz Tones?
No. It's the kids. He asked the kids.
Sorry.
The kids are Fuzz Bubble.
Okay.
That's who they are.
I was going with fake Puff Daddy's Fuzzy Tones.
Oh, no. The Fuzzy Tones.
The real band that is signed to Bad Boy.
What is also great in this music video is that on a date, is Little Kim.
So many shots of Little Kim.
She's wearing a very ridiculous, like, pink.
Pretty in pink,
like, fluffy-ish gown. Yes. Her boyfriend is in a white tuxedo. It's supposed to make us believe she's, like, 17. Years old.
She looks super young. I know she's in her early 20s in this, but she looks so young.
And so Puff Daddy does, as you know, anyone would be able to do in a normal high school.
Do you play guitar?
As I play guitar. To which the guy was like, I play bass. He plays guitar. So he just now gets on stage and says, hey, I'm Puff Daddy. Here are the locks. Here's all about the Benjamins.
The band? Who's whatever. Who cares? But here's the locks, guys.
Yeah.
Remember the locks?
Song begins, and now all of a sudden this high school is starting to go absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Like, and what I love is that you assume they're using the Fuzzy Tone equipment, but for some reason the Fuzzy Tones now come equipped with multiple strobe lights, smoke machines. At some point, I'm pretty sure there are, like, little flame cannons that shoot up, and this band is rocking the hell out.
Well, their closer was It's the End of the World. Fuzzy Tones are an R.E.M. cover band.
Oh, I didn't know. All right.
Well, I didn't look that up. I made that up. However, now it's canon.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Their cover of Losing My Religion's great.
God, that would be the worst prom band.
The Fuzzy Tones.
I couldn't imagine. Hey, guys, don't worry. We booked this band. Oh, REM cover band?
What's their name? The Fuzzy Toads? What?
Yeah.
It's not Losing My Religion or like... Okay.
Yeah. Lead singer, weirdly pompadour black guy.
He looks like he should be in a 50s band.
Oh, he does look like he should be doo-wopping it.
Yeah.
I love that they play Everybody Hurts. Like, the only song you never want to... By the way, that's a video we should cover at some point. That's
REM does have some great videos.
But yeah, the only song you never want to play at a prom. They're just co-written. But now, when they rock... This is what joy is supposed to be. And it's kids behaving like kids. Like, they're just throwing down.
Yep.
They're stage diving. The fuzz bubble is...
rocking it out.
Bubbling all the fuzz.
they're bubbling over.
Yes. The locks have now come up to do their verse. It's so great. So in the middle of the locks verse, all of a sudden, Lil' Kim, who maybe was not aware of what was going on.
She was completely unaware. It's like a tractor beam, an alien tractor beam has just like, she's like, wait a minute, there's a stage.
And she's mesmerized to the point where she drops her glass on her date.
Yes.
And just begins walking towards stage.
Pushing around people.
Yeah, just like kind of very, kind of snaking her way through people as the band is still going nuts. And then what is clearly the best shot in this entire music video, Lil' Kim gets to do her verse as she begins rapping, wanna bumble with the B. She pink dresses torn off to reveal basically like a black leather bra.
Yep.
And perhaps skin tight is too loose.
Yeah.
Leather pants with holes all the way cut up
to the
side.
Bone tight.
Which you assume that she is also like...
She was wearing that all night.
Yeah.
So she had a plan, like, after prom, I'm going to show my date what is, in my opinion, as a Lil' Kim fan back then, and kind of now, and I had a crush on her for a long time.
Oh, yeah?
The least sexiest outfit she has ever worn in a music video.
I mean, it is. But what I love about it is, like, let's assume that we're going into that Lil' Kim is a student, that she's a 17-year-old student. Let's imagine
Now I just hate it more.
Let's just imagine that you attend the only prom that you go to, and you're kind of miserable, and you don't dance, and someone's angry. But afterwards, all of a sudden, the dress is ripped off to reveal this outfit, this kind of Thunderdome-esque. How are you feeling after that?
I have questions first. First is, how are you not sweating all night?
Oh, yeah.
Multiple layers. Number two is, why? Like, why? What? Out of, like, the... What were your plan? Like, are you doing some BDSM stuff, or what is going on?
Oh,
are
you planning for BDSM? These are high school children, Lil' Kim.
Like, how are you so sexually advanced at 17?
Oh, man. I was terrified of women at 17.
Oh, yeah.
All right, good.
We could do a whole episode about what we thought sex was before having sex, and it would be the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, I would have. That is when I would have made my Canadian exit, like, I gotta use the bathroom.
I have a few of her albums. She is a nasty fucking rapper.
Oh yeah,
she is so nasty.
Oh yeah,
and I love it,
but
because
it's great.
It's so good. This verse, I don't know. I can make out five words.
Yeah, I understood dressed in all black like the Omen, and then after that, it's gone crazy.
Yeah.
What I do love about this portion of the video is that it is intercut from people going crazy in this gym to like. Prom pictures, which are this is what Spike Jonze does so well.
Yeah.
It is a brilliant transfix of clearly what was happening, either what was before going out, what was during going out. My favorite is that there is that Lil' Kim shot in the pink dress where she's looking so cute and so pure as a way to backdrop. And the other one, but the best picture is Puffy with around six kids, but still on his cell phone.
With the sunglasses on. He's kind of like, I'm in this picture too.
Like like clearly he was like, hey, I want to be in this picture. Hey, hold on, I got this phone call.
It might be important.
Yeah.
I hope the bullet from Freak on a Leash doesn't go through it.
it might be important. But photographer, just feel free to keep taking pictures.
Just go ahead. I'm Puff Daddy.
I do what I want. So, yeah. So then, and then we get to that great last verse, the IG verse, which if you thought you didn't understand anything, Lil' Kim style.
Yeah.
Wow, that Biggie verse is crazy. And it's such a great, if you get a chance to listen to the non-edited version, it's so great. And when this happens, the school just goes nuts. The school goes
blank. They're leaving.
Yes.
They're leaving.
It begins with a, like, you see the doors to the cafeteria or gym or whatever bust open as Puffy is running out, one arm out in the air, with kind of a smile and kind of like a real like psycho scream to it, as he's just being. And this is also great because now you're just watching kids like tear down decorations and doing like parkour jumps off lockers.
And we've watched numerous videos in the past in the show, not you and me, but that try to encapsulate teenage rebellion and try to encapsulate just like what it means to be a teenager, and they've all failed because it all ends up with like riots and hurting other people. This one's just like, it's really just like, you know, breaking free from like what people want you to be, but like, let's just have fun.
It does get a little, it does get a little rioty as a girl in a ridiculous yellow dress throws a garbage can through like the awards thing. But even that, like, I knew kids who did, like, we knew kids who did dumb stuff in high school.
I may have been one of those kids.
I knew a kid once who got so drunk before the police came to escort him from school property, he went down to the baseball field and pooped in the opposing team's dugout.
You know what? Good for him.
Yeah. I was going to say, if nothing else, to me, that's school spirit.
Yeah. way to go, buddy.
You were a vandal in high school? You were breaking things?
But I didn't do anything at the high school because I didn't go to the high school very often.
All right.
I called myself in sick all the time.
Oh, okay. But would you, like, did you ever commit big acts of vandalism?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't.
Are we past the statute of limitation? Are we talking
statute of limitation is 7 years, right?
Yeah.
And we're about 15 years.
Give me the worst. Give me like the number one or the most vandalous.
I don't even know if I want to talk about
this. Because I even get it. Like, I get as a kid being like, I have all, like, because your body's just crazy. Your body's going through all the, you know, and you don't know how to deal with that. And if you're not in a position where like you're a comfortable conversationalist, it's going to come out in crazy ways.
I mean, like my acts of vandalism were never huge. First off, there was some things I was really upset about, but I'm upset about now because like I hurt someone else's feelings or made them buy a new window or something. Essentially, it was never huge. But it was never out of anger. It was always out of like, I'm bored and, you know, 18. There is that time in your life where you just do the dumbest stuff in the world with no remorse. And later on, you're like, I was an asshole.
Yeah, I do. And I do feel like this is what this video, specifically that scene, like the kids are just out. They don't know what's going on. The biggest celebrity in the world at the time shows up and he's like, everyone on my tour bus, which is also a weird thing for a grown man to say. But they're just like, yeah. So, you know, they bust through, they're running around, they're on the bus, and it's a very cool shot that Spike Jonze does, where, like, it's a one shot where the camera goes onto the bus and pushes through an empty bus, and then when it turns around, everyone's there. That was a very neat little bit of photography that I enjoyed from that. And then it cuts back to the gym, where there's a lone member of Fuzz Bubble. That's what a ridiculous.
The guitarist
name.
By himself.
Yeah, just kind of playing.
And realizes that no one's there.
Yeah.
Just like.
As if he was in such a mad riff.
He was in a trance of rocking.
Then he just kind of looked around and was like,
Oh.
Guess my date's gone. Yeah. On that bus, which they never made it clear that it had a fixed tire. Just rocking on a broken bus still?
Like, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Oh, God. These guys have partied on the bus. We're back at that video again.
I would do one of my favorite. We were talking about this before. So it's a Spike Jonze video. Spike Jonze may be my favorite director. I know he's very high up on yours. Had a great quote, and this is if you buy his box set of videos where he's talking about this video. And he's like, normally in like a normal music video, you're when you need money, you're talking to either like the band's label or something, and something's going on. And but like with me, I would ask Puff Daddy, like, hey Puff, I need $100,000 to rent a helicopter. Uh-huh. And Puffy would just be like, no, I have a helicopter. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. That is a great era in rap that we're never gonna have again. Just because record sales aren't what they are, and you know, people aren't doing what they're doing. I think Jay-Z may be the last guy who's just like, I want a dolphin in my living room, and then he gets a dolphin. But like, you know, there was that great age of excess that the 90s had, and this video perfectly captures that.
100%. This may have been like the most joyous video we've seen on this show.
Yeah.
It's just such, it's fun. Uh-huh. It holds up well.
Oh,
it's just, there's no narrative. There is a narrative, but it's so like thin that it doesn't matter.
It's a paper thin narrative that gets blown away the moment the song starts.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, you wouldn't know it was Spike Jonze, actually.
Yeah. But I feel like Spike is one of those directors, and I know him on a first name basis.
Yeah.
I feel like he is one of those directors who, even if you look at like the films he's made, he doesn't necessarily have a specific style. It is what makes him so interesting. He is able to chameleon himself, whether it's like a Sabotage or Bjork So So Quiet, or this video. Like the only things you know is like he likes handheld shots. He likes using digital video.
He does a lot of over the top. He like over the top elements within his videos.
I feel like he is probably a guy who like talks with an artist for a long time, to get an idea of what something should do, and then just kind of does that.
Yeah,
but I think that's really neat. And I love him as a film director. I love him as a music video director.
I would agree.
All right.
So people want to, any final thoughts on this, actually?
You know, other than I never knew Puff Daddy had a chance of being Canadian.
No, now we know.
Yeah, we've learned a whole lot about breaking windows and proms and Canadian. You know.
I have so much editing to do on this. This might be the most edited episode to date.
Well, it's good because we covered the most edited song to date.
So yeah, like, true.
You guys are going to get a badass rate. Can we just do it how the video did it, where you just edit it to blat, like there's no volume?
I might do it the Kid Rock way, where it just says, radio, edit.
Just have Fuzz Bubble playing underneath. Who knows? Maybe they live in St. Charles. Now, we don't
know. I mean, Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg live here.
Oh,
so
man.
Let's get that New Kids episode.
I would say I hope you've already watched the video, but if you haven't and this is just something where like you wanted to listen to, give it a watch to remember joy.
Yeah,
like to find a little, if you're feeling there are like, this is a clip that I watch when I want to feel good.
Yeah,
so
it's a 7 minute and like 10 second video. Yeah. It barely crosses our mini movie week limit of 7 minutes, but it is so much fun.
Oh, so great.
So if people want to find you on the internet, Matt Drefke.
Oh, we are very coy about this. I'm on the Twitter. You can find me at I Hate Matt Drefke. That is Matt with two T's, followed by a D and an R and a U and an F and a K and an E. And if you're in the Chicago suburbs, we're on a show every Thursday called Still Not Friday at Two Brothers Roundhouse at 8 o'clock. The show is always free and always fantastic.
Not Blowing Smoke. I love the show.
And every now and then, a gentleman named Joey Savior shows up and does a little magic.
True. Totally not me. 100% totally not me.
Can I do an episode with Joey Savior? I would love if I hosted.
Do you want to know a Matt Elfring mind secret that I have never posted?
Oh, what?
I wanted to do a Matt Elfring / Joey Savior episode where I would be talking to Joey Savior about...
I would love that, but then I'd also feel like you're taking me away from that. So I could be a third guy. I don't know. We'll have to find a way to make that work.
If you've listened to a previous podcast I've been involved with, mainly Verse the Net from a few years ago, which is a character heavy show. I think I decided that I wanted this show to be very, very honest. And within that honesty, no character work.
All right.
I know we occasionally will jump into something like Two Handsome Cop.
I know you have often told me I cannot bring my marionette here to do ventriloquism.
I want to keep this honest and fun, and I think the best way to do that is to not have Joey Savior on, not have Mal the Limo Driver, Edward Smathers, Saucy Snells.
I hope this is no one's first episode.
Yeah, same here. Teddy Beers. I think I need another beers. Oh, there's a little teddy bear for you. Please follow us on Twitter at Podcast Killed. We are also on Facebook, Podcast Killed the Video Star. If you have emails, you want to question our authoritarianism, I'm making up words. I'm just placing them together. PodcastKilled@gmail.com, PodcastKilled.com. If you want to learn more about this episode, we'll have links to articles you can read, the music video itself.
Can I say, if this is your first episode and you like us, go back and listen to some of the earlier episodes. I think they've all been great. I think this, I give you credit for having a very clear idea of what you wanted this podcast to be.
Finally.
And I think that it's real, like, you could start from episode one. I think you'd really enjoy the whole thing, even the ones that I'm not on.
You don't have to listen in order.
But, like, those the best. You don't have to listen in order.
There are very few, and I know I'm just blowing smoke up my own ass. There are going to be very few episodes on this show that you that are timely. Grammys are a big thing. But you could still listen to that whenever you want.
I feel like you announcing you blowing smoke up your own ass is a very Canadian thing for you to do.
It is. I apologize for that. So podcastkill.com for all your info. Please rate us and review us on iTunes. I would love that. That helps us make us more visible to other people so other people can find us. Share it with your friends too.
Oh, absolutely.
Word of mouth. I don't want to spend money on advertising. So,
and I don't have any money to give you. So.
I neither do I.
It's from all those windows you had to replace.
Oh boy, I did have to replace some windows. The Canadian part of me is like, we better help these people out.
Oh well, good for you. Thank you for having me.
Hey,
I had so much fun.
Thanks for being a co-host.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And we'll see you guys next week with I don't know.
Bye.
Bye. Get your last word in.
Last word.
For more information about this week's music videos, as well as links to the music videos themselves, go to podcastkill.com. Check us out on Twitter, @podcastkill. We're also on Facebook, /podcastkill. If you have questions, make sure to drop us an email at podcastkill@gmail.com. You can check us out on iTunes and Google Play. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe if you're a fan. Opening and closing music brought to you by Ben Sound.